Yeah, like I said, the doctors today are nothing but drug pushers. You know, there's good doctors, there's ethical doctors, but there's a lot of doctors that don't really look further into what they're being told. And they just, you got this symptom, you got that. So, I'm going to give you this drug. The pharmaceutical reps come in, pawn off the drugs, the doctors sell the drugs. That's what it is. That's all this is. Yep. And that's what we were saying, that that physical that I had done with the nuclear physicist, where she did a whole body scan on me, was nothing short of incredible. So that's the preventative medicine we need.
Yep. And of course, Big Pharma, like I said, doesn't want that because they want people to keep coming back. They want to kill people. That's what these clot shots are about. That's what all these bad medicines are. I mean, my dad, he had a pneumonia shot last year before we were out of the matrix. And he just had to go in and get a big skin graft because they gave him cancer.
Exactly.
And he had polio when he was younger, and he got it from the vaccine. And so, like I said, I got anxiety disorder and OCD and all this stuff. And I'm like, it's from all these vaccines and stuff that they're pumping full of kids.
Yeah. I've been awake for about, I'd say about a little over 12 years, about 15 years. And I was like, no way, I'm done with vaccine. I know what they're doing, mom was all about vaccines. My dad's, they're old school. They're in their 80s. So all they talk about is they believe the mainstream media. They don't understand that that's a captured operation.
They were taught to believe the government, hospitals want to help you, they're good. Yeah.
Right. My parents would go to the cinema during World War II and watch the news at the movie theater. You know, they believed that stuff. So they've been programmed for a very long time. And even though my mom reads, she's an extensive reader, she still believes, they turn on the Fox News and CNN and they believe all that garbage that's being pumped out there. Fox News is just as deep state as CNN. It's the same thing. There is, I know a lot of Republicans sit there and go, oh, that's the conservative network. No. Look no further than 2020 when they stole your election. Yep. They were the ones that slapped all the patriots in the face on Fox News. Yep. It's just as captured of an operation as CNN or any of them. So people need to just turn their TVs off completely because it's garbage. It's all garbage. I don't care about, they talk about Tucker Carlson, Hannity. I like those guys, but they still work for the deep state at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They're still there.
It's MK Ultra. Same thing.
Yeah, still working for the big boss. Right.
Yep.
So, guys, I just say it the way it is. There's no time to pussyfoot around this stuff. There's no time to talk about 2024. People that are still talking about 2024 have no idea about the operation that's going down and about what's really happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff. And Cuomo stepping down, both brothers. You got now it looks like Don Lemon is going to be stepping down.
Yeah,
there's things happening.
I've heard they're on the run. I've heard from some people Cuomo's on the run. It's like he hopped a plane and went somewhere. And now I hear Stucker's going also. Cuomo may be taking down Stucker with him. I'm like, I'll bet his trial day at Gitmo's coming up, and they're going to have
I can't say that. I can only say with the validation that I've been. Looked into my own research.
Yeah.
And a lot of these military tribunals happening, I'm sure there's arrests happening behind the scenes. Maybe some people have been killed here and there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't claim to know that stuff, but I know what I can see. I know what's going on at Gitmo. Yeah. The Gitmo did build a new courthouse. There's things happening there for military tribunals. Things are getting ready to happen where they're like, and they're probably using it now. I'm not sure, but I don't claim to know that stuff. What I do know is I'm paying attention behind the scenes of what's happening. And everything I said that was going to happen, a nuclear winter, suicides and mysterious deaths, people disappearing, people stepping down, it's happening. It's happening. And we're going to see more of it. This is a war. This is for the casino royale, man. This is for all the marbles. This isn't about Democrat and Republican. Democrat and Republicans are both garbage. They're both garbage. Both of them are garbage. Yeah. And the reason I'm saying that is they're in bed together. They're both sides of the aisle are dirty. Yeah. I'm not taking one party side over the other. I'm more fiscally Republican, but I'm going to say that I also have some, I'm a libertarian, let's say, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that the conservative. No, both sides are guilty right now. And we got some massive rhinos in the movement and they need to get out of here. I mean, we need to rid them of this filth. So that's how I see it. This is war, man. Yeah. We're at war.
Biggest war that this world has seen. It's like but it's not like a battle necessarily out in the front, like of guns and everything right now. But it's like us American people, we're on a need to know basis, and the stuff that's going on behind the scenes or whatever, it's like, we don't need to know. We're waking people up on election fraud and COVID. I'm like, we got our hands full enough with the 3D stuff. President Trump and the military or whoever's involved, I'm like, they'll do their stuff. We need to do ours.
Yeah, that we do need to start at a grass. Yeah, we need to start at a grassroots. We need to do our part. But to be quite honest with you, I mean, there has to be a massive cleanup with what's going on, because where we're at right now, everything's been exposed during this time. And now we know just how dirty and filthy this is. And all of our lives are at stake. Every single one of us, our livelihood's at stake. You know, I just got a message from Etsy, which I sell products on Etsy, saying, oh, anybody who makes over $600 gets reported to the IRS. I'm like, I've never felt so enraged in my life reading that, saying that we need to send your tax information to the IRS and you need to fill it out over again, because anybody who makes $600 or over, this is intrusive. This is disgusting. We should not stand for this as Americans. This fucking bum that we have in office right now, this dumpster Biden that's in there right now, he's a fucking bum. He's a fraudulent president. He's a worm in a suit. I don't even know what this guy, I don't even know if he's human, but looking at that guy, he makes me sick. It makes my skin crawl. We cannot tolerate this as Americans. Sorry for the cussing, but everyone knows if you're going to have me on the show, things like this happen. Everyone
knows you're fine, David. You got a get out jail free card. You're totally fine. It's like you're me and you. And it's like everybody out here in this movement needs to be them. It's like, don't be anybody else. The best person you could be is you.
I learned that from boxing, because boxing is just so raw and blunt and blunt force trauma. That boxing is just what it is. You have to be you. You cannot be. I could get up there and be fake. I get knocked out. So, boxing in the ring exposes you on a world scale, on a world level, a world stage. When you're on there, I've seen the biggest, toughest guys have puppy dog hearts that fold up quick. Yeah. And, I've never beat around the bush or pussyfooted around anything. And now here I am. I threw my hat into this arena and I'm going to be the same way.
Well, it's like, we shouldn't beat around the bush on this stuff, because this is serious. They're killing people. They're killing children. They're still trafficking children. And like I said, that's the thing that really makes me mad. Have you heard about the new American Horror Story season? What's in it?
No, I don't watch that stuff, but because I've taken my Hollywood, right?
Yeah. Dumb's Beneath the White House. Blood Drinkers, JFK was assassinated because he was going to expose a deal that Eisenhower made with aliens or whatever for technology, and then Nixon came along and they continued it all down there. I'm like, it's right here, people.
Doing that so they can make a mockery out of it.
I know. The fake
that's why they do it. That's why Hollywood does it. You got to know their game. They hide things out in the open, but when it comes to stuff like this, like South Park and all these cartoons that make fun of the adrenochrome and all this, all they're doing is making a mockery out of it to make it funny, to where when people bring up a serious topic like this, that you just laugh it off and go, oh, I saw that on South. Now these people are crazy. Oh, I saw that on American Horror Story. That's how they make a mockery out of what's real.
Yeah. And people laugh it off. Things like Monsters University or Monsters Incorporated, them getting a cute kids movie, but they're getting energy from scaring children and stuff.
And then people laugh about it and think it's cute. So when you bring up a serious conversation, they look at you like you're nuts.
Yeah. I know. It's very angering, but it's like, you know what, American people, we still need a lot more to stand up. But the good thing is a lot of them are starting to wake up. I mean, starting to come out of their slumber a little bit. And like, wait a second, these COVID shots, like, why do I keep having to get boosters and stuff? And then like, I still have to wear a mask. Like, I got vaccinated to not do that. So it's like, they're kind of.
It's not a vaccine. This isn't a vaccine. People need to wake up. This is an mRNA delivery system for spike proteins. Bottom line. There you go, folks. And I'm not a doctor. And I don't, I mean? I'm not a doctor and I'm not giving out professional. I just know not to take it. So, people that need, I saw on Newsmax the other night, the host, I forgot who the host is.
Yeah.
Some jabroni. Who was just sitting up there going, it was my choice to get vaccinated. I understand a lot of you think I should have, but it was my choice.
Yeah.
I don't, but what he was doing what he was really doing, he was making it sound like it was my choice. It's your choice if you don't want to, but he was endorsing the vaccine. That's how they do this stuff. Yeah. I'm just so tired of the mainstream media, man. That is what's hindering humanity from moving forward. and evolution. That's what's been pulling us back. It's completely evil. Yeah. I don't respect most anybody on there. I don't respect any Hollywood celebrities. Yeah. They have all sold their soul for something. I don't care. Yeah. I'm so anti-Hollywood, anti-MSM. Yeah. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, it's all fake news or just what they want you to believe anyways. I mean, movies like Wag the Dog, I mean, they created an entire fake war just to keep it off, like a thing with like the president and the little girl on there. And I'm like, and people think that we're nuts or quote unquote conspiracy theories for saying, wake up, folks. Like I said, the thing with like Russia and all that, I'm like, I wonder what the real story is there. Because I'm like, I hear them talking about, but I'm like, I bet there's more to it.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's a lot more to it. And so Biden now is saying, oh, the Ukrainian border, we have to protect this. What about our borders? What about our border here in America?
Yeah.
This guy's evil, man. This guy's a plant. He's a Trojan horse. And anybody who's still on board with this guy, to me now, honestly, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Yeah. You're just an idiot. So go take the vaccine.
Yeah. Simple as that.
Go take the vaccine and remain an idiot. Yeah. And that's it. I'm sorry. I don't care anymore. I don't sugarcoat. I have no time for this. There's no time. There's no more time for any of this. Oh, let's watch out for the F-bombs, Dave. You can do without the F-bombs. I mean, this is what I hear. I mean, sorry.
There's more important things right now than the words we say. I'm like, you know what? It's there's more important things right now than, honestly, I say to people, I'm like, fork your feelings. I'm like, it's not a time for
carrying feelings
right now. I'm like, there's going to be time for that. I'm like, it's okay, but we need to save people. The feeling part, it's like, full crap. No.
I don't have no time for that bullshit. We're at war right now, whether people like to admit it or not. We are at war. This is what war looks like in 2021 going in 2022. The no shots need to be fired. It's biological, informational, psychological, and most of all, spiritual. So, that's where we're at with this, and people need to wake up and stop pretending like, ooh, everything's going to be okay. We'll have 2024. It's just, ooh, we're going to win the 2022. What makes you think they're going to be fair in 2022?
Exactly.
I can tell you right now, New Jersey was stolen. I'll tell you that right now. Virginia, I don't know what happened there, but they're going to plan to steal more elections. There's going to be more chaos. Things need to get 2020 or bust. Yeah. That's what I say all the time. 2020 or bust.
Exactly, because if we don't get 2020 taken care of, it's like there can't be a 2022 or 2024. It doesn't matter.
What we got right now in the White House is a fraud. A guy who stole the election, a pretender. You know, the whole let's go Brandon thing, what I got right there, the whole thing, that's because the whole country knows, dude. The whole country.
Yeah.
The only ones that are in denial are the hardcore liberals that I think are fucking possessed by demons. So I don't even talk to them. You know, so this is it, man. We're in it now. We are in it now. And all of us need to wake up because our country is being flushed down the drain. They're going to pass these bills. They're going to just break America. And guess what? The American dream is dead on these bills.
And like I said, look at what's at the border. I mean, children getting trafficked across there, just flooding across. And I'm like, I know, like you were saying, like, worry about our borders first, Joe, before you go out here and worry about every other country. It's like, hello.
No, I mean, I'm surprised, honestly, the military hasn't stepped in yet, but I'm sure there's things going on behind the scenes.
I'm sure. Like I said,
that's due to all the interviews that I've done and the research I've done, and I'm paying close attention to all this. So that's how I see it. This is a delicate process, and we cannot have civil unrest with civil war. We have to be, they've got to do this in a way that it doesn't disturb grandma or the cat, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, this is the best way to do it. I mean, the plot's kind of even laid out in The Art of War. People would just read that book. I'm like, guys, like, all warfare is based on deception. I'm like, look, we're on a need-to-know basis. We, the American people, don't need to know. Because honestly, even if President Trump or, like, the people who were doing this stuff came out and said exactly what they were doing, I mean, Juan talks about some of this stuff, but I'm like, people would just call them nuts, and they're like, oh, like, you're just, like, no, it's not. They won't even believe it anyway, so it's like, why even try to tell them?
No, if the public was aware of anything going down in the background, I'm pretty sure there'd be civil unrest. You'd have the nutty liberals going crazy. So this can't happen that way. And that's me I'm saying this because I feel like I've done enough interviews with people. I've researched enough on my own to get the broader picture of everything going on now.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it. That's how I believe it to be. And looking at what's happening behind the scenes now with everyone stepping down, the Maxwell trial, the courthouse built at Gitmo. There's just too many things happening behind the scenes that I'm like, man, there's something going on here. There's something.
There's so many weird things, like inconsistencies. And it's like, if you kind of, it's like, we don't know what's going on, but we know there's something going on. And it's not what, like, the deep state is trying to push. Because, I mean, they're losing control of the narrative. I mean, with people like courts shooting down the mandates and stuff. And some things are even bad courts, but they're like putting down the mandates and stuff. And I'm like, Omicron. They're losing control of, they're losing control of the narrative. It's like, I think it was actually Juan who was talking about, and sit back and enjoy the show with them destroying themselves. And I'm like,
They're cannibalizing. Right, cannibalizing. And what we're seeing right now is the whole narrative falling apart. No one believes it anymore. They know all these new variants. People are like, what is this? This is a joke. I mean, even liberals are like, this doesn't make sense. But there's going to come a time, and it's coming, where the people that got this are going to be very distraught, and they're going to be very regretful for what, you know, that just they just went and got that out of fear. I feel sorry for them, seriously, for what's coming. I think there's gonna be a lot of suicides from that. I think a lot of people are just gonna be so distraught that they got that, and they're not gonna know what to do themselves when they find out the reality of the situation.
Yeah,
you know, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Ted Penny, a bunch of doctors said they're looking at in the next 2 to 5 years upwards of 50 million people just in America dying. So that's
dismal numbers. Sobering. It's very sad. Just people that believe the narrative they're fed because they've been taught to listen to the system, like listen to the government. The government cares about you. The government loves you. Like, history hasn't shown that, but whatever. Yeah. And they've been taught that in the school system. My generation, I mean, I'm 22. I'm in classes with a bunch of these ding-dong idiots. And I'm like, guys, you got to wake up. Like,
It's no time like now. And that's why they have these institutions, these learning institutions, that are nothing more than a re-education camps for children, you know, and indoctrination camps, okay, for children. That's all schooling is now. And I mean, I saw it when I was going to school, and I just thank God that I believe it was a gift that I was given to see through the bullshit. And I saw it early. I saw it in Catholic school. I saw it in regular school, public school. I mean, I was kicked out of every school I went to, but what it is. I mean, surprise, surprise, surprise. Would you expect anything less? So that's it. But I got to get to my next show. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It was absolutely. I'd definitely love to have you back on. Maybe.
Absolutely.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged.